Hi, this is Pastor George. This week we're back in the New Testament, and I have the privilege of filling in for Pastor Rock the next 2 weeks while he enjoys some well-deserved time away. And so today I'm going to focus in on chapter 1 of Paul's second letter to Timothy. Now, Paul wrote this epistle to Timothy while imprisoned in Rome, somewhere near AD 67 as he awaited his execution. And it's generally believed that this letter represents the last of his writings. And so today I want to take a look at a couple of short verses in chapter 1. And I want to start with verse 1 because it lays the groundwork for my commentary today. Here in verse 1, we see Paul identifying himself as an apostle of Jesus Christ, appointed by the will of God. In other words, Paul had a God-given calling on his life, and he knew it, and he wasn't afraid to make it known and live it out. Now with that in mind, let's jump down to verse 6. And here we see Paul pressing into Timothy by saying, "I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." Now, the only reason Paul was able to live out the calling on his life as an apostle is because the Holy Spirit gifted him and anointed him to do so. And Paul knew the same had to be true of Timothy. In fact, the same is true of all born-again believers. Because Paul understood it's the Holy Spirit who enables us to serve God. It's the Holy Spirit who gives us power for witness and service. Remember, we're all members of a spiritual kingdom and we fight a spiritual battle. And any attempt to accomplish kingdom objectives in the flesh is destined to fail. Attempts to perform kingdom work in the flesh may look good on the surface for a time, and they may even fool some people. But they won't have any real kingdom impact apart from the gifting and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because talent, training, and experience can never take the place of the power of the Spirit. And so Paul's plea to Timothy in verse 6 is to acknowledge his spiritual gift, stir it up, and then put it into action. And the same is also true for us. In fact, Paul could be speaking to you or to me when he said this. Because the truth is, if you're in the kingdom of God and you've been born again by His Spirit, then you too have the gift of the Holy Spirit. You have everything you need to live out God's call upon your life. But even more than that, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 reminds us that the Holy Spirit also dispenses unique spiritual gifts to all kingdom believers at His discretion, as He sees fit. And everyone is awarded at least one spiritual gift to use in service to others. And that's good news, because that means we're all well-equipped to live out the call God has placed on each of our lives. So like Timothy, we too need to fan the flames or stir up into action whatever gift God has uniquely given to us in order to serve the kingdom. However, too many of us, I'm afraid, pay little attention to how the Holy Spirit has gifted us, and as a result, we may not be serving in accordance with our gifts. Sometimes I'll even ask people when I meet with them if they know what their spiritual gifts are, and they have no idea. Some don't even know they have a gift, or they'll make a logical guess based upon their natural talents and abilities. Do you know what your spiritual gifts are? The Bible says you have at least one. And it can be tricky to discern at times because our spiritual gifts don't necessarily line up with our natural abilities and talents, and we must be able to discern the difference. Now, if you don't know what your spiritual gifting is, I would encourage you to investigate that. It's too important not to, and it could be the difference between living in God's will or out of God's will. If this is you, let me offer a few suggestions. First, ask God. Go to the one who is all-knowing, all-wise, and the true dispenser of the gifts, and ask him to reveal to you or show you what your spiritual gifts are. Don't give up and be persistent. Spend adequate time listening for answers and revelations. Look for clues as you go about your day, and write down what you think God is showing you. Secondly, ask other mature, godly believers who know you well what they think your spiritual gifts might be. Oftentimes, we lack self-awareness and live with blind spots that distort our view, and many times other discerning believers can see things in us that we can't readily see. Third, take some written or online spiritual gift tests. These may or may not prove to be accurate in your case, but when combined with the other suggestions mentioned, can provide helpful insights into your gifting. Fourth, assess your likes and dislikes. What are you passionate about and what gets you juiced? What energizes you and de-energizes you? Do you like to help others? Are you most fulfilled when hosting a luncheon or encouraging others? Do you like to teach, or do you get energized when sharing the gospel with an unbeliever? Do you get dreams or visions you know are from God? Evaluating yourself in this way can help provide vital clues into your gifting. And finally, if you're still not sure, jump in and try some area of service, allowing God to speak to you and guide you along the way. And if whatever you try doesn't feel right, then try something else, no harm done. My point is this: by inviting the Holy Spirit into the process, you can take reasonable action steps to discover your gifts. And then when you do discover them, fan them into flames and put them into kingdom use, and watch the Holy Spirit work in your life as you're obedient to Him, just like Paul and Timothy did. One final thought. The Holy Spirit doesn't dispense gifts arbitrarily. He does have a plan. In fact, His plan was established before the ages. And we know this because Ephesians 2:10 informs us that we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now think about that for a minute. God created you for a relationship with Him, but beyond that, He also created you to do good works. But not just any good works that He ordained specifically for you. And if He's called you to do good works, then He'll surely equip you by His Spirit to accomplish those works. Because apart from Him, we can do nothing. So your takeaway today is to stir up the gift that God has given you and put it to good use accordingly. And if you don't know what your gift is, then open up a formal investigation and figure it out with God's help, because He's not trying to keep it a secret from you. One of my favorite resources on spiritual gifting is a little book by Henry and Mel Blackaby entitled, How Spiritual Are Your Gifts? We have some available at the Connection Hub. It's not a how to discover your gifts book per se, but this little book is a gem that really opened my eyes to the unlimited possibilities and ways God can work through us by His Spirit. There are a lot of books out there on the topic, some good and some not so good, so be careful. Well, that's all for today. God bless you this week, and we'll see you next week as we dive back into the Old Testament book of Daniel.